could you just explain what the challenge is to us? Because I'm finding it a bit hard to sort of get my head around it, really.
Yeah, sure. Me too, actually. So maybe talking about it will help it think a little bit more for me. So I'm starting with the London Marathon on the 21st of April. So that's 26.2 miles, starting in Greenwich and finishing at the Mall. I think that should take about 4.5 hours, so not too long. And then in July, I'll be setting off from the west coast of Canada, so Vancouver Island, and cycling my way all the way across Canada through all these different provinces to Newfoundland on the east coast. And that will take a little bit longer than the marathon. It's 5,000 miles, and I think it should take me somewhere between 3 to 4 months to pedal my way across.
Crikey.
And then when I finish that, I'm going to pop home and see my mum and reassure her that I'm all okay and that I've made it. And then I'll be returning to Canada for a swim on New Year's Day. And that's something that happens every year in English Bay, and it's called the Polar Bear Plunge. It's where it's a huge event and lots of people dress up in fancy dress to raise money for good causes and run into the sea.
Wow.
And it'll probably be about 6 degrees water temperature, but it could quite possibly be snowing and much colder air temperature.
Could you just also kind of give us an idea of what motivated you to do this challenge?
Yeah, of course. It's quite personal, I think it usually has to be for someone to take on something of this size. It all started really when my best friend's mum was diagnosed again with breast cancer, and she sadly died about 2 years ago as of last January, and then I kind of supported him through all of that, and he actually ran the London Marathon in her memory last year, which kind of sort of started the cogs turning in my brain. And then unfortunately this summer my auntie Janet was diagnosed with cancer again. She'd been in remission, and unfortunately, it all sort of happened very quickly, and she died sort of at the end of the summer. And at the same time, as if that wasn't enough, my mum at the beginning of this year was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is quite an unusual type of blood cancer, quite rare in women of her age. So I'd had enough, really. I sort of felt that my life had been quite dominated by cancer and by sort of the negativity associated with that. So I just wanted to take all of that experience and just turn it into something positive and just sort of really use my resources and my energy to try and make it a little bit better for other people.
That's an amazing challenge to take on. I have a question, because we're doing a health and sort of health and fitness special,
yeah,
here on the show this week. And I was just wondering, I mean, are you an athletic person? I mean, obviously you must be now, fingers crossed.
Definitely fitter than I was 6 months ago, I have to say that much. No, I'm not. I wouldn't describe myself as an athlete at all. I've never really been a gym member or anything like that. I do enjoy a little bit of cycling, but that's mostly for commuting purposes. So this has been quite a shock to the system. It's taken a lot of hard work to get to the stage where I can now run a marathon. I mean, I started training for this 6 months ago, so November time. I began running a little bit every week, slowly increasing my miles. And now I got to the point where I think last week I ran 46 miles. So
wow.
Approximately 7 hours of running last week. So you gradually sort of build up and you do really notice your fitness increasing. I used to be a smoker and gave that up about 2 years ago. I still enjoy the occasional gin and tonic. I have to say, it's all, everything in moderation. It's definitely been a big lifestyle change, and one that I'll hopefully maintain in the future too.
How's fundraising going? Because I know that you felt the benefit of an outside Grand National winner.
I did, yes. It's been going quite well. I set myself what I thought was a huge target, because I thought I don't do things by halves, so I thought, well, you know, I could raise a couple of hundred pounds, maybe a couple of thousand if I'm lucky, or I could really apply myself to this. And I aimed for 10,000. That is my goal, my fundraising goal. So it'd been going along quite nicely, and I'd actually reached about £7,000. And my appeal, my story was in some of the local press over the weekend. And I thought maybe somebody might read, have a little read, and sort of maybe donate the odd £10 here and there. But I woke up on Monday morning to an email from a local man who'd bought the paper to read up on horses to make a bet on for the Grand National. And he'd obviously read my story and promised himself that if he won, he would donate his winnings to my cause. But I'm not sure he quite expected to win so big. So he won £660 and donated it all to cancer research and Macmillan Cancer Support, which is absolutely incredible. What an amazing thing to do.
That's fantastic. And if people do want to donate, Katie, where can they go?
I have a Virgin Money giving page. So if you go to virginmoneygiving.com/Katie Owen, or you can just Google me and Katie Owen's triathlon will pop up.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for speaking to us today, Katie, and good
luck. Absolutely, no problem. Thank you very much.